Today is President's Day, and joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holiday is Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Dan.
So, when exactly did this holiday begin?
Well, it begins in large part with the George Washington's birthday was celebrated in his own lifetime, the great hero of the American Revolution. But after his death, at the centennial of his birth in 1732, that was a big holiday, and Massachusetts made it a state holiday, George Washington's birthday, in 1856. So many states adopted it as a state holiday long before it became a national federal holiday. And because Lincoln had also been born in February, there were already states celebrating both birthdays. And so when it became a federal holiday in 1971, it became a generic holiday honoring presidents. But we in Massachusetts, we stick with our tradition, so it is George Washington's birthday in Massachusetts.
And of course, different regions would celebrate with preferences on different presidents.
Yes, that's right. In fact, I think Alabama still celebrates Washington and Jefferson's birthdays, and Jefferson wasn't born until was born in April, so that's kind of an odd leap. But often there's a local figure who enters into that. But most states that celebrate more than one president, it's Lincoln. Oddly enough, we celebrate the federal holiday on the third Monday in February. So Washington's birthday is February 22nd. So we're celebrating a day that never can fall on the actual birthday. And on the other hand, we have a President's Day, but our President's Day in Massachusetts, it's by the governor proclaims this. It's not a state holiday, but proclaims this. It's on John F. Kennedy's birthday in May. So in May, we honor the presidents from Massachusetts. And even that gets a little complicated because we honor Calvin Coolidge, who was born in Vermont, while we don't, for the purposes of the holiday, don't include George Herbert Walker Bush, who was born in Milton, just up the road, so to speak, but is largely associated with Texas.
So I guess before I let you go, though, I do wanted to ask you, as part of our presidential poll, who is your favorite president?
Oh, my favorite president, because he's such a character, but very important in history, is Roosevelt.
I'm sorry, which Roosevelt was that?
Theodore.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, and thank you so much. Yeah, certainly.
Oh, and there is a Marshfield. He's an also-ran, but Daniel Webster, again, not born. Massachusetts, but very much as you know, associated with Marshfield. He is probably as close as you have to a presidential honor, also ran as any person up to the present.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there.
Sure.
But thank you so much for speaking with us, and happy President's Day.
Yes, happy George Washington's birthday to you.